had second place for the city in it. But my mother said she always could just visualize her mother being so much stouter than I. She was amazed to think that the dress fit me perfectly.
I guess, you know, if women wore things like bustles and so forth, they may look stouter. This is mine. It'll be mine for
it. Ear.
It'll be which one?
Your left ear.
And this one will be mine.
Your right ear.
And when you're going to eat, you put the food in your
mouth.
And the thing right here, that's your
Adam's apple.
And let's see. You might say, I got a fish bone stuck in my
throat.
These are my
teeth.
Yeah, or you can go to the dentist, he might feel a
tooth.
Your teeth are attached to your
gums.
And say this part of your hand is up.
The palm.
These are your two
fist.
Well, one
fist.
Right. When rheumatism gets you, it bothers you in the
joints. Right now, I've got a little touch of it.
Arthritis and rheumatism, they're the same thing?
No. They claim they're not. I don't know the difference. But used to, the old folks, they didn't know what arthritis was. It was all rheumatism.
And the upper part of the man's body is his
chest.
He wants to have broad
shoulders.
And these would be my two
hands.
And or my two
feet.
Or one
foot.
Stumble against something, you might bruise your
shin.
And say if you wanted to hide or something like that, you might down behind a bush, you would say
stoop.
Or what if you get all the way down like this?
Squat.
Say you're squatting on your
feet.
And say that someone has been ill, sick for a long time, up and about now, you might say, well, he's up and about, but he still looks a bit
peaked.
And say a person who can lift heavy weights, you'd say he's
muscular,
and,
or he's strong.
And what about somebody who never gets sick all the time? You'd say he's
a well person.
Someone that's really easy to get along with, always has a smile on his face. You'd say he's a
he's a happy-go-lucky guy.
You'd say, if he never loses his temper, you'd say, well, he's very?
Very kind and very patient.
Ever use good-natured there? Or?
Yes.
Remember sometimes when boys are growing up, they get in the teen years, they grow faster, too fast, and they kind of stumble all over everything when they walk. You said they're very? Can't walk around without knocking things over.
Clumsy.
Yes, ma'am. And, say a person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you might call him just that. What?
The silly stage or foolish stage.
Were you always taught it was a bad thing to call somebody a fool?
Yes.
I always taught the same thing. That's a very bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Never call your brother a fool.
And a person who just won't spend a penny. Had a lot of money.
No tightwad.
And the word common, if you call somebody, well, he's just a common fellow. Is that a good or bad thing to say?
It depends on the way you use it, what you're referring to. And if it's an ordinary person, ordinary, just common everyday life, then you'd say that. But if it was something that you was degrading, it would be not be.
So
you can use it either way.
Yeah, so that word, what it means, actually depends on how you use it.
How you use it.
And, you see people all, they're around in their 80s and still getting around well. You say, he's 80 years old, he's still